Does damnation promote God's glory? In his book, 150 Reasons for Believing in the Final Salvation of All Mankind, Erasmus Manford wrote, "Would the endless sinning and suffering of millions for whom Jesus was exalted glorify God? Strange as it may seem, it is sometimes asserted that the groans and screams of the damned in hell will promote the glory of God. What a thought! Alexander obtained what this world calls glory by spending years in roaming through the world at the head of a band of pirates, turning fruitful fields into barren wastes, demolishing cities, and murdering all who would not bow the knee to him. Hannibal, the Carthaginian general, obtained what this world calls glory by spending years in distressing and murdering the Roman people. Julius Caesar obtained what this world terms glory by driving the plowshare of destruction through all the nations he could reach that would not yield to the Roman bondage, and finally by drawing his bloody sword on his own country. Napoleon Bonaparte obtained what this world terms glory by keeping Europe in a blaze for 1/4 of a century, by the fire of his terrible artillery, by causing rivers of tears and oceans of blood to flow, and by filling half of the civilized world with mourning and lamentation. Will Almighty God promote his glory by infinitely worse means, by enslaving and crushing and tormenting half of mankind, his own offspring, those for whom Christ died and was exalted? Impossible, for he is a God that delighteth in mercy, not in wrath, and moreover the psalmist says, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." Psalm 50, verse 23.